and welcome back to episode 9 of the Two Substitutes. For the season, this season 5. Very consistent. We are back for the second week in a row.
Yep. Yeah, we did it last week.
Nice. Welcome back, Akshay.
Thanks, Varun. How are you?
I'm good. How is it going with you?
Going pretty well. Pretty busy with
baby and stuff.
With baby and with work. Yeah.
Juggling a lot of things.
Yeah.
Nice. Finally, we are back with the Premier League this weekend, so should be fun after enduring a full weekend of international football. Even though it was important for international teams because it was World Cup qualifying, I thought we can talk about the teams that have qualified and the teams that are at risk of not qualifying for the World Cup now. And then we'll do that quickly and then move on to previewing the games this weekend.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't kept track of the international games and the World Cup qualifiers apart from just reading some news about countries that are surprisingly still to qualify for the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, I didn't see the games also, but I did the same thing with the news. Let's start with the two teams that are in danger of missing out. European champions Italy are still not qualified. very surprising.
Yeah, they sort of like didn't play well in their last game, which ended in a draw, I think, and Switzerland won. And they missed a penalty and lots of chances as well to get the win.
Yes, I'm pulling up the result now for Italy. See, Italy's last game was against Switzerland. Yeah, 1-1 draw.
No, they had one more game after that.
They had?
Yeah, which was also a draw, I think.
What happened to them? I don't see it here.
Yeah, it was against Northern Ireland.
Okay, yeah, that was surprising. Northern Ireland, actually, I read, have been very impenetrable at home. Mm-hmm. Even Italy couldn't beat them. So yeah, that was that's surprising. Italy are not qualified. I think they didn't play the last World Cup as well, right? If I'm correct.
Yeah, they didn't qualify, and
yeah,
and now I think they won the Euros, so you would expect them to qualify.
I know people were saying that this could be their renaissance and they could come back into the world stage, but it doesn't. This just shows how difficult it is. But I don't know if it's just me or if the groups. Qualification has changed a little bit how it works, because Italy
it used to be that, maybe like other countries are catching up now, and it's sort of like there's a good distribution of talent within countries that makes it difficult for countries to qualify now, because before it was like almost guaranteed that these big countries will get the qualification. So I think there must be some change in the qualifying rounds too, but right now there's also a fact that there are more surprise results coming up than before.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So only the top team from the group, each group will qualify automatically, apart from the host. So Italy finished second. If they had won against Northern Ireland, they would have finished first.
Yeah.
And looking at the points difference, I feel like they should have won. But yeah, Northern Ireland pulled up a surprise there. And Switzerland ending up topping the group. Switzerland tops the group. Another team that I wanted to talk about was Netherlands, who also have not qualified. They were looking very strong at the start, and then they had some unexpected result, especially in the final game. I think I don't know who they played against.
No, they are qualifying now. They are top of their group.
Wait, they are?
Yeah.
Oh, is it Portugal then? I guess. Yeah.
Portugal is yet to qualify. Yep.
Because I think, yeah, before the last game, they needed to win that game to qualify, and they were in a tricky position. So they did that against Norway, I think.
Yeah, it was against Norway.
With Erling Haaland injured, I think. Mm-hmm. So that cost them a little bit. But Portugal, so this could be a World Cup with no Cristiano Ronaldo, and this would be his last chance, I think, in a World Cup. So You know who they are. Let's see who they are playing in the playoff next.
Yeah, I haven't been up to date with the.
I don't know if
the playoffs format and if it's already decided who are going.
I'm guessing if it's
who's
Italy
going to play against each other.
Could face Italy. Okay, it's not decided yet, but they could.
So it'll be like second team from each group might play against any other second place team. Yes, that's what it seems
it's
like.
It's very surprising that the teams they lost to in the group, like Serbia ended up topping the group.
Yeah.
And then Switzerland ending up topping the group. Very surprising. Two big teams will not. Okay, there will be a draw for the playoffs.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, if they play against each other, because they are both seeded teams.
Mm-hmm.
If they play against each other, yeah, one of the big teams could be out.
Yeah.
This could be, yeah, very interesting. Portugal failed to qualify. I can't imagine Ronaldo being okay with this. Like, usually he turns up in big games, so maybe in the last game where they need to qualify.
Yeah. Then you can never rule him out in these types of games.
Even if they won't do as well in the World Cup, but I think to qualify is still a big deal.
Yeah, and their squad is good, right? Like before it used to be that just like Ronaldo, but now I think Portugal has a very strong squad, and it's surprising to see that they're not qualifying from this group. Which has, I think, Serbia, Ireland, Luxembourg, and Azerbaijan.
Yeah, Serbia qualified. Spain, I don't know if they have qualified yet. Have they qualified also?
Spain.
Let's look at the final World Cup qualification.
Yeah, Spain is qualified.
No, I know they finished top, but...
Oh, okay.
I'm just checking if that has secured...
I think all of the games are done now.
So
or the qualifying campaign is kind of...
Oh, is it done already?
I think so.
Okay.
Because all countries have played 8 games and I think that's what it was supposed to be. I think...
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
No, but like some groups have 6 teams, so they have played 10 games now. And...
Mm.
Some groups have only 5 teams in it and they have played 8 games.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about the team that have qualified. Then let's talk about that. Germany, I think, were the first team to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
They are the team who are actually looking better than they were in the last World Cup when they went to everybody's shock. They got knocked out. I think South Korea knocked them out in the game. So Germany under... is Hansi Flick their manager now? Ex-Bayern Munich manager. He has been doing really well and they are playing really attacking football.
Yeah, they've scored 36 goals and only conceded 4.
The last game, I think, even though it was a smaller team, they won 9-0 against them.
Yeah.
So, they were the first team. I feel like they will be the favorites along with France. Based on the current form.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think for contenders, I think England might also be the one. If you consider
England
just
also
the qualifying
qualified.
Campaign.
Yeah, last few games, Harry Kane got consecutive hat-tricks.
Yeah. And England have only considered 3 goals in their campaign and scored 39
Although,
goals.
their group was easy, I feel like.
Yeah, that's true.
Only Poland could have caused them problems, but they did beat Poland comfortably also, I think. So yeah, their team at least get ready to sing It's Coming Home again in this.
Yeah, their squad looks strong with players that are capable of getting even better next year.
Yeah, they can go one better.
Yeah,
actually. So they reached the semifinals, right? Last World Cup?
They reached semifinals in the Euros. Not sure.
No, no, in the Euros, they reached the final. Remember, they lost on penalties.
Yeah.
In World Cup, I think.
So they were semifinalists.
Yeah.
So they've been doing.
So they could reach the
final.
They're
coming closer and closer with each tournament. So
they have lots of good young players coming up also. Another team which I felt happy about was Denmark. Ever since that incident with Christian Eriksen, I feel like they have just turned up a little extra gear.
Yeah.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but it's just worth mentioning that they topped their group. I think except their loss to Scotland, they were mostly unbeaten in their group.
Yeah.
But the Scotland loss was surprising. Scotland are in the playoffs. I'm happy for that because they have Billy Gilmore, who is a Chelsea player. Mm. So, who else? Belgium are also qualifying as expected from their group. I feel like their team has always been failing to achieve what they should have based on the players they had, and most of those players are now getting old.
Yeah.
So I hope. I don't know if it's Roberto Martinez or they need different coach, but I don't think they'll win the World Cup again, which will be sad.
Yeah, I think they're a strong team, but now I think their defense is sort of not that strong as before. Like when they had, I think, Toby Alderweireld and
Vertonghen
at the peak of their game.
Yeah.
Now I think they still have quality, but it's sort of like towards the end of their generation now.
Yeah, and other teams are getting better.
Right.
France will still be the favorites, I feel like, based on just the talent they have.
Yeah.
All around the pitch. They qualified, of course, like we said, 18 points from 8 games. Kylian Mbappe has looked really good, and him and Benzema are working well.
Yeah,
for the national
it's
team.
A very deadly striking force for France, and also like you mentioned, like quality all around the pitch.
Yes,
for them is just like they have more quality than other countries. So I think on paper they should be the favorites.
Yeah,
we'll see.
this group was close. Group H with Croatia qualifying. Russia were really close to them. Mm-hmm. 1 point behind. Sometimes I forget. I forget that this is just European qualification. There are other teams also.
Yeah.
There's Brazil, Argentina. They had a goalless draw also, and there was a stat that I saw. There were like 41 fouls in that game.
Wow.
It's a hotly contested game. Otamendi could have received a red card. Unsurprisingly, he has that in him. I think other than that.
Yeah, I think usually like European qualifiers are more. You're more following
more advertised
them than other qualifiers.
Yes. We can talk about USA and Jamaica. Was a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, it was a 1-1 draw. Mexico lost 2 games, which was also surprising to USA and Canada.
Yeah. Pulisic scored, a Chelsea player, so I was happy about that. Yeah, Mexico, I think in recent games, USA have gotten an edge over Mexico. Usually, Mexico has that advantage. But in recent games, USA have beating them.
Yeah, USA has a good crop of young players that are coming up now, and they're playing in
Weston McKennie,
top 5 leagues. Pulisic.
It just shows like exposure does so much good for players. Pulisic, Weston McKennie.
I think Tim Weah.
Tim Odiwea, DeAndre Yedlin, even though
Dest is there.
Yeah, Sergino Dest, who played as a striker or right winger or striker under. Common, weird, but yeah, we'll see what happens. I'm excited for the World Cup. I'm excited for the World Cup, but also I'm more excited. I'm already starting to think about, even though it's some ways away, but the World Cup that will happen in US, because that when we can probably, that's the only time we'll get to see World Cup live.
Yeah. when is it?
It's 2026.
26.
Okay. I'm definitely buying tickets for that.
Okay. I'm not sure if I'll be where I'll be at that time. What, 5 years down the line?
Positive.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully you get to see the World Cup. All right, then let's preview. That was that for the World Cup qualification. It was a little haphazard. But let's talk about preview the games happening this weekend in the Premier League. Let's start off with the big one. Liverpool against Arsenal. Both teams are in form.
I think Liverpool is sort of like, they're in form against big teams in big games in the Champions League and against United.
I was just saying in terms of table also, but yeah, in terms of actual last two games, maybe Arsenal are more in form than Liverpool.
But yeah, we're playing away to Liverpool and
they have a good record against
Arsenal. Yeah, they've beaten us convincingly in recent times. And the only thing for us to be positive is that this is a different team now, and we have sort of done better on the things that we were lacking before, which was like, you know, the strong mentality and sort of like, you know, working hard throughout the game and not going, you know, all out attack against Liverpool. So we're sort of like looking defensively solid. The new signings have brought in that mentality that you need to win the games when you are not probably the best team. So I think we will be going into this game probably thinking that this might be our, like, this is the time that we are going there with when we are more informed than Liverpool.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for us, it might be the best team to go there now in recent times.
Yes. Arteta has a chance to prove himself against a top quality manager.
Mm-hmm.
See how he performs. I mean, if they win, you'll go above Liverpool.
Right, and that'll be a big statement, and that will put a lot of doubts in Liverpool fans' mind, because start of the season, they're hoping for being in that title conversation, and if they lose to Arsenal, they'll be kind of like, I mean, they may still have a chance to win the title because they're not too far away from the league leaders, or they won't be too far away still. But I think it might be a big statement if they lose to Arsenal, and they might be, you know, like fighting for a top four because of how the table is. At least like that will be the perception.
I still think. I mean, at this point of time, I mean, Arsenal can. We'll see, but yeah, apart from like other teams below Arsenal, I don't see anyone overtaking Liverpool. So I think they'll still qualify for top four. But yeah, this game, because I won't doubt Klopp based on, especially last season also we were doubting, and remember like some, they have that team spirit in them also, like Alisson ended up scoring a goal that maybe saved their season, like that gave them top four. So they have that quality in them,
right?
Even if they are struggling, so.
And I think they are, I mean, they will have a Champions League game, which we don't have.
Yeah, that could be an advantage.
So I think Klopp might be thinking about that too. And then there are some injury concerns, I think, after the international break for Liverpool, which is not good for them, because I think Mane, Henderson both seem to be in doubt for this game.
Mane is also in doubt. I know Firmino is in doubt because of, I think he got an injury at the international level.
I think Mane was also subbed off during the game for Senegal.
Okay, and another big thing, maybe not for this game, but just looking at the future, AFCON is coming up, which could cause problems for Liverpool.
Yeah.
The only positive I see is right now, I read it somewhere that AFCON might be cancelled or delayed.
Oh,
because of COVID situation or something. But I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, looks like Sadio Mane is available. He had a rib injury.
Yeah, I saw it in the fantasy app, so I was not sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, the just looking at this game, what's your prediction then?
I think draw will be a massive result for us, especially away to Liverpool. I think prediction and also what I think would be a good result for us, I think it'll be a draw.
Okay. Based on, I think I think Liverpool will win this game, but I would prefer a draw just for team's sake.
Yeah, I mean, with Liverpool, you never know. Like, you know, they can blaze teams out. Like,
they have
might
played
have
well in big
and,
games, like you said, or when they have needed points.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like after last game's loss, was it West Ham their last game?
Yeah.
Right? So they would want to come back.
And yeah.
True. Klopp probably had some time to...
yeah, they have enough quality to just, like, you know, score 3 goals in 10 minutes or something and totally, like...
And Salah is one of the best players in the Premier League.
So, yes, so. I have those doubts as well. But I think if we can get a draw, that'll be a massive result for us.
Yeah, your defense has been very solid. I think Gabriel has played well.
Yeah.
And Ramsdale also. Like, so, I would think... Like, it would be the defense rather than your attack who would save you if you get a draw.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. So, that's Liverpool. We are, Chelsea are playing Leicester. That's the first game of the weekend. 7:30 a.m. Time to wake up early.
Yeah. And I think for that game, Chelsea are in, like, very good form and the top of the league. Leicester, like... They're not in great form and their manager is sort of like having to answer all of this rumors about to Manchester United, that puts additional off-field drama to this.
I heard that he's already looking for a house near Manchester. But I don't know why. I mean, it's not the case, but it would appear to Leicester fans, like, as soon as your team is struggling, you just move on to different clubs. But I know if Manchester United have that pedigree, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also these types of jobs are not available for long, right? Like, if you don't go there, then sort of like your window is limited. But at the same time, it'll be a big step up for Rodgers. And he had managed Liverpool before, which was a big club. But at the time, like, the expectation for Liverpool were different. And what Manchester United is looking at now is sort of like a dive of like...
I think
they have the squad, so they.
I think he'll be still be an upgrade on Ole. I think he'll perform better because even Rodgers has improved since his Liverpool days. He went to Scottish League, won titles there.
Yeah.
Even Leicester, except this season, I don't know what's going on this season, but he had performed well.
Yeah, I think Man United fans will say that most managers in the Premier League will improve or will be better than Ole, which is
Eddie Howe. Could have gone to. But yeah, what do you think is wrong with Leicester this season? I know some players were injured in the middle, but what's still, like, their position doesn't reflect, like, the performance they had last season. They were almost fighting for top four, very close to top four.
Yeah. And I think they sort of, like, usually they're sort of, like, the way how their season would go is, like, they'll start off pretty well contending for top four place and then somehow towards the end they'll fall off because of getting tired or
but not this much
but this time they haven't started well and I think there will be concerns in their fans' mind about how it's going to end because usually they start well and then fade off later but this year their start hasn't been that good and not really like what you can put down to. I think it's mainly for me. It's sort of like defense and attack. I think they look solid in midfield, but attacking wise, I think Vardy is. He's had good games, but he's not.
Haven't found that type of a player like a replacement for him yet.
Right.
And if he doesn't score enough goals.
Harvey Barnes was injured. Madison was injured. They had lots of their main attackers being injured.
And they also have Europa League,
Which
could
true.
be I forgot about that. So that could be another issue. They got Patson Daka, who is looking good in Europa League, but it will take some time for him to get used to Premier League, I think. So this could be a season of struggle for Leicester, especially if Rodgers ends up moving.
Oh, yeah. If he leaves, then there'll be again sort of like restarting that.
Yeah. Even though they are a well-run club, I feel.
It's not a rebuild because they do have a good squad with young players. And I think, again, Lampard is rumored to be in contention for Leicester and might be a good club for him to start his management again in the Premier League.
We'll see. I think if United ends up winning and Ole does what he does, he'll stay for one more season. So I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if he stays, then there'll be a lot of people who are happy except for Man United fans. But then, yeah, coming back to Leicester. This game will be an interesting one because usually, like, they will play well against these big sides in the Premier League. But this season, so far, it hasn't been the case for them. And
just like that, whenever this type of stuff happens, in the past, Chelsea have always gifted other teams. You know, we did that to Burnley. We just saw it last game. So hopefully, we don't repeat the same thing again. And also, good thing for Chelsea is that almost all of our players are now back from injuries. Mm-hmm. Lukaku is back, I think, and Timo Werner is very close to coming back. He trained. Mm-hmm. Mason Mount is back. Thankfully, in the international break, not any of the players got injured. Mm-hmm. So, fingers crossed, would be a fun game to watch.
Yeah.
I think good way to start off. Wolves are playing West Ham, title contenders West Ham now. You know what? Wolves can beat West Ham. I know they are third and I shouldn't say that. And they'll prove me wrong and they'll end up winning this game based on how they're playing this season. But I still don't. It's the bias in me that still finds it weird that they are in third place, which I shouldn't. And I apologize to West Ham fans for that.
I think they've been proving people wrong since the beginning of the season.
Spirit.
Yeah. And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they continue their run of like getting wins and sort of like and just like they just bombard the opposition with too much energy. Like their forwards are always pressing, running and
they have a chance to finish top of the table. Like at least until they get a few losses in their account, they'll always have, every weekend, they'll have chance to finish top of the league, which will be a big achievement. And this is the furthest that our predictions have gone wrong based on where we thought West Ham would finish and where they ended up so far. Wolves West Ham. So, I'll just for change, I'll say Wolves win this game because they are a fun team to watch also, I'll just say. Mm-hmm. But very close.
Yeah, I'm going with West Ham win because of the form that Wolves have been.
Yeah, they are struggling. I mean, struggling.
Like from the table perspective, I think they're sort of a team that they're go eight. Unnoticed, right? Like they.
Yeah, see, I didn't notice this also.
They keep winning and losing along the way and.
But they have climbed up a lot. Like at the start of the season, they were struggling, but the manager has finally.
Yeah, I think they were bottom of the league with Arsenal with 0 points after three games. And
so, like Arsenal, they have also had a change.
Considering where they've been, I think they've had a good run of form then recently. Yeah.
Him and his return also, and him scoring that one goal after his comeback, I think has recharged everyone. So, yeah, should be a good game to watch. Also, another game. Then the next one is Ranieri, Watford against Manchester United. You said before we started the podcast, you think, you hope United can win this game. So, Ole
and
stays.
I think they will win this game just because whenever Ole has been under pressure, he has
managed to
deliver some sort of like a stellar performance.
Face-saving result. He might end up winning this game 5-0 like, or something.
Win convincingly to get fans on board again and get them singing like Ollie at the Wheel. So hopefully he...
Fan singing and also other fan singing, not just United fans.
And then that game against Spurs, I think it's funny that people were calling that as like an El Sakiko. And it turned out to be like Spurs fans are happy to lose that game because they got Conte as a result of that. Otherwise, if they had won the game, I don't think they would have gone with the change of manager. So... for United, I think they're sticking with Ole, and I think they just want to see this work because they have put a lot of faith in him. And
they are invested. Sticking with Ole, or they are stuck with Ole because they have no options.
I think, I mean, if they wanted to, they could have got Conte. I think he wanted to go to United.
Yeah, I think they had disagreements, right? So the people in charge of United, because of,
right.
Because Conte is very stubborn.
I think Zidane is available too, and they have that type of pedigree that they can also like.
I don't know.
Get the manager out of his current club if they really want to. Because if Aston Villa can get Gerrard in the middle of the season, you know they can also.
I don't know if United can get Zidane.
But that's the thing, right? Like he may not want to go there.
Yeah.
Just because of the. The management, not so much because of the squad, but it's like, you know, going to a different country. And I was listening to...
And Zidane also looks like a manager who, even though maybe not as stubborn as Conte, but he wants to do his own thing. And I don't...
Yeah, and I think one of the things, one of the major things is that he doesn't know English very well. So he has that language barrier and and then again like the club hierarchy and stuff as well to go along with it. So
talking about Manchester United, one thing I was saying was maybe it's like Pogba could be like a free agent. I hope if it doesn't cost us any money, I hope we can sign him, because him and Kante partnership could be like French midfield. I would like to see that, even though Pogba is not in on form, but just a fantasy watching them two playing at
Pogba's
Chelsea.
Case has been very curious to me in the Premier League.
Yeah.
Like when they signed him with all of that like hashtag Pogback and
Pogback, Pogboom.
It has not gone to
I know
the plans.
Some of the criticisms were like more towards non-footballing side, but there have been some valid criticisms of Pogba also. Like,
I mean, some of the pundits were saying that he needed that one sort of like established midfielder to play alongside him who tells him what to do. Like he had Vidal at Juventus alongside him. He needs that type of like a big leader in midfield to work with him, who does like a solid job in protecting the defense and lets him like, you know, move a little bit further and showcase his range of passing. He has Kante for
more
the France
around
national
him,
team, who is like, you know, doing all of these defensive duties, and that gives him a bit
tell
more
him what to do
of,
rather than relying on him to do everything.
Correct. And with United, it's like they don't have that type of midfielder, and Pogba was supposed to be that. But he's not that type of player where he can just do it single-handedly or tell the other midfielder to what to do and you know, run the game, because he has had good games, but
at the start of the season, especially when he had those assists.
So he has delivered in moments, but never consistently for run of games, and also not against, you know, big teams or in big games. So
we'll see. But Manchester United, I also agree with you. They'll win this game.
They have to, I think. Cristiano Ronaldo will. He wants Ole,
will
to,
kill
be,
Ole.
To be in charge as well. He's his fellow teammate.
Cristiano Ronaldo, after the disappointment for the World Cup qualification, will want some vengeance. I hope he gets some goals, man. I'm waiting for his ones to watch card to get upgraded. I've been waiting for so long.
Yeah, maybe this might be the weekend where he gets that card.
We didn't talk about this, but the next game I saw will give us a chance to talk about the managerial change. Norwich is playing Southampton. Norwich sacked their manager, Daniel Farke, along with Aston Villa as well. So this will be Dean Smith's first game at Newcastle against Southampton.
Oh, sorry. At Southampton?
No, Norwich. Norwich's Norwich. Manager is Dean Smith now.
Dean Smith.
So Aston Villa sacked him and he went to Norwich.
Yeah.
So this game might still come early for them because Southampton are also playing well. I still can't see how Norwich can survive relegation along with Newcastle. Like we talked about last week.
Yeah. But they both have only 5 points. Am I reading this correctly? Wow.
5 points, yes. Southampton, even though they are like lower on the table, but they are looking at this point of time better than Norwich.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say,
yeah, it's an uphill battle for Smith to be into after Aston Villa.
Yeah.
But although at Aston Villa he has shown that he can get the team to play like that brand
if he
of
has
attacking
Grealish
football,
in his
but he needs one big player to play his game, I guess, like in midfield or who can carry the ball to attack. And not sure if Norwich has that right now, especially after losing Buendia to Aston Villa.
Yeah, and on the other hand, it could, if he manages to save Norwich, it could be a big boost for his managerial credentials.
Mm.
Think they in January they would need some new players also, because and I'm hoping that Billy Gilmore can get back into this team because he is way too way too important to be left in the bench.
Mm.
Like, he's a very, what's the term?
What?
Good player.
And it's too good to be on the bench.
Too good to be on the bench, yes. That was the term. So, yeah, we'll see. I still think Norwich, let's see, maybe they might get a draw against Southampton. but not.
But I mean, like, they may have that new manager bounce.
Yeah,
The
next game, another sacking, another new manager bounce for Newcastle, you think? Eddie Howe has joined the project.
Yeah, and also interestingly, he has two players from Bournemouth to work with now.
Yeah, he knows well.
Fraser and Wilson at Newcastle. So I believe like they will be, both and of them might be starting the game for Newcastle.
They will, yeah. And Ryan Fraser, I don't know, because maybe he will, but Fraser and Maximan. But yeah, they are also facing a team who need to get back to winning ways. After a good start to the season, they have fallen in the table, Brentford.
Yeah.
So Newcastle against Brentford. Another interesting game to watch. New manager bounce. We'll see if that happens.
Yeah, there's a lot of rumors about Newcastle like signing players in January. Like, they have this like 100 million kitty and some like big name players,
Italian
like Coutinho
league.
Coutinho. Yeah, they're linked with I think 3 Barcelona players.
I heard 3 Serie A players that I saw today.
Yeah, they've been linked with pretty much everyone now.
In
the market, but
they
I
have
think,
the money to pay them.
Yeah, and I guess with Eddie Howe, we don't know like what sort of strategy he'll go with, because at Bournemouth he sort of like he didn't make like big money signings for Bournemouth.
Yeah,
he actually improved the players who were already there and
over time also. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, Stanislas and Callum Wilson, Fraser, they were like unknown quantities that time, and he got them to play.
But here,
exciting football.
His priority would be for him to avoid for them to avoid relegation.
Yeah.
So we'll see. At this moment of time, it looks very difficult, and maybe Watford are the other team who can go down, but.
Yeah, and also interesting, like, for them to be safe this season, like Newcastle and Norwich, someone else has to drop off in form as well.
Yeah.
So, contenders right now are, like, teams that are next to them are Burnley, Watford, and Aston Villa. Burnley,
I cannot imagine Sean Dyche allowing Burnley to go down.
Yeah, they're getting some results now.
Yeah.
And I think they will be safe.
They are playing Burnley, Crystal Palace. I think only, let's see.
And it's also surprising that Leeds are only 3 points from safety.
Yeah. Like last season also, I think they were at some point around the same position.
Yeah.
I think we discussed about that. Yeah, Bielsa still get... I feel like maybe he's talked about less and less now. Yeah. But I know he has that respect which he should have, but so far...
He's not lived up to his billing, I guess, or to
and
his
maybe
reputation.
He depends on those specific players, and if they are injured, he's not too flexible to change. So, yeah. Like, Bamford's injury has really cost them. I feel like that.
Yeah.
Some of their play revolves around him also. And then on Sunday, we have Tottenham, Manchester City playing and Tottenham playing. Manchester City are playing... let's see. Manchester City are playing Everton. Rafa Benitez against Pep Guardiola. Manchester City, I hope... Everton can...
lose points again.
Yes.
How much misery you want to pile on
It's not just misery. I mean, they're not that far behind us. They're only 3 points behind. So if they can... if Everton can get some points against City, I would appreciate that.
Yeah, for me, with City, is like... they have lost... I can remember they have lost weird games this season, but they're still in the conversation for the title race, which is... not great for other teams fighting for the title because they're
you
not even at their
back.
Best.
Yeah.
And if they can find some form, which they did last season too,
towards
I think.
The end, yeah.
Towards the end, they just went on that run where they almost like beat everyone. And
And they have already played us and they have beaten us.
Right.
It was one of the best games of the season.
Yeah. So yeah, they're winning their big games and sort of like faltered in between against... the oppositions that you would expect them to beat.
So, yeah.
against Everton, I think
it'll be tough for Everton. Man City will win this game.
It's very hard to see them lose or like predict Man City to lose against any team, I think, in the Premier League.
Yeah.
And even though they have lost the game, it's not that they're unbeaten. Like they have shown that they can be beaten, but it's just like... the way they play, like they usually like dominate a lot of position, and when they lose, it's like
and
someone gets a red
yet
card.
To fire for them this
right.
season, so they have a
right.
lot of.
So I think like most of the times I've seen them losing when they are like sort of like it's just one of the days where they can't get the shot on target or everything. Like goalkeeper has like amazing day
or goalkeeper
you know they get a red card and like what happened with against Crystal Palace. It's like it's like that, but usually on footballing. Side, I think they have like improved. I think even from what they were last season.
Yeah, if only they had a striker.
Yeah, true. Yeah, imagine like if they had Ronaldo now, like where they would be.
And then the final game of the weekend is Antonio Conte's Spurs playing Leeds United. We already talked about Leeds. I think this is a good game for Conte.
Yeah, I think with Leeds, with the reputation of being too open or too attack-minded, might be perfect for Conte to put in his two strikers and 5-3-2 get his 5-3-2 philosophy going with Kane and Son up front.
I think Spurs will win this game.
Yeah, I think so too, just because of the new manager bounce.
My sadness. But
Kane being in supreme form in the international break,
and
it's just like they still have a very good squad.
Yeah,
if you look at
and Conte is a title winning manager, man. So
and he is like he is like world class manager. And
it will be down to if Spurs player agree to his philosophy, then they if they have that leadership material in them.
Yeah,
like when he joined Chelsea, we had enough of those players, or he made. Some of those players, like obscure players, come up and be leaders.
Yeah, I think Victor Moses had a very good season that time.
Alonso,
like,
both
he
of
was
them.
A fringe player.
Yeah, bring back Alonso and Victor Moses. Yeah. They improved a lot.
Right.
And then there was Diogo Costa, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, and also like in terms of forwards and wing backs, he does have players at Spurs.
Yeah.
That he can
Reguilón, Emerson Royal.
Yeah.
Son.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll play Son as wing back. So that was Premier League talk. Any other news that you can think of? Champions League is also coming back, by the way.
Yeah.
And then there's Thanksgiving holiday also next week, so should be fun.
Oh, yeah, right.
Some relaxation time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, any other news do you have?
Not much, I guess, like just international break and
yeah,
a lot of...
Not fun.
Games, and it's sort of like difficult to know who's doing what and who needs what to qualify, so I just relied on reading the final article about...
Yeah, I like watching World Cup, but not the qualification. If my team, if India is not in it, if your country is not in it, it's not fun.
True.
So I guess that's it then.
Yeah, that's about it. We haven't talked about Gerrard at...
Gerrard at Aston Villa, yeah, we didn't talk about that game. Another firing that happened... Dean Smith, although he did get a job immediately.
Yeah.
But yeah, Steven Gerrard, I think he has a good reputation, but some Rangers fan, I think, he managed Rangers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were not happy because he left them all of a sudden.
Yeah. It's a tough decision to make, I think, for up and coming managers, like we said, right? Like it's... you're not going to get offered a Premier League job every now and then, so the opportunities will be limited. And when
Lampard only got offered that because we are also looking, it was part marketing ploy also by and also because he was a Chelsea legend, so it was a little easier. But
I don't think like Liverpool will appoint him right away,
especially when they already have Klopp and their team.
Right.
So.
And yeah, for him to manage Liverpool, I think he'll have to show something in the Premier League. So yeah. I think going to Aston Villa might be, like, he might have looked at it as a stepping stone for him to be at Liverpool once Klopp goes. And if it works well, then it's nice. And it's also risky for him because if he doesn't manage to get Aston Villa to a place that they want to be, then For Liverpool, I think they may not go with him because they might have already seen that he's not...
What do you think is Aston Villa's position, expected position then in terms of... Like, what are they expecting from Gerrard? Like mid-table, 11th, 12th, around that?
I think they might 10th. Be expecting a bit more, at least finish in the top half just because of the...
Palace are right now.
They are very established club now in the Premier League and they have a very good squad and... Where they are right now in like 16th position is definitely not what they were hoping for at the start of the season. And they still have, I think, Grealish money to spend in January transfer market.
Yeah.
So he will be back in that regard. So I think they'll be expecting him to finish in the top half.
Yeah.
At least to say that he's doing well.
Mm.
And...
I'm guessing that they have not signed him for just this season or temporary, long term. So
like,
we'll see. I also read that Gerrard's team was more like, I think Lampard was also interviewed for this job.
Yeah.
But they were more happy with Gerrard's, like not just him, but his like assistant coach and all of them have been really good.
Yeah, I think he has previous ties with Aston Villa, that's what I read. Like
also that, yeah.
Some of the higher-ups in Aston Villa, they signed them
nepotism.
From Rangers.
yeah.
So he has those ties in the background. And also for Lampard, I think he... So I was reading
he
that.
Was also
he's not sure like what he's waiting for. Or maybe like he wants to manage a big club.
Yeah, Norwich job.
Yeah, he rejected Norwich and Aston Villa. And
Aston Villa, I think... He didn't reject them. Aston Villa didn't offer him the job, but Norwich he rejected.
Yeah. So I think it's tricky for them as well, like, you know, players or managers like Gerrard, Lampard to like choose their next move, I think, because it has to work for them to build their reputation. And if it goes wrong, then it's sort of like...
Yeah.
It's difficult then to come back and being considered for good Premier League jobs. I think something like For Vieira, right? Like he struggled in France, but he's doing relatively well at Crystal Palace. Although it's not been like he's not been there for a full season. Then
yeah, that's true. Although I know you know this is going to happen because it's English and English media will try to hype up Steven Gerrard and probably give him more leeway.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, imagine, like...
It happened with Lampard also.
Right, yeah. Imagine if Gerrard was at Crystal Palace and they were in this position, like, he would be, like, really, like... He would be...
Praised a lot.
Like, Liverpool job or, like, job at the big club right away. And then, I think there is always a bias and with even with players and same with managers too. And English managers and players, they get hyped up quite a lot more than foreign players and managers.
It's not just football also. So I saw someone's comment about F1 race also that happened, Formula One race. Because the most of the broadcasting people are English, so they are super biased towards Lewis Hamilton.
Right.
But yeah, that's, I mean, I guess it happens with the United States also when we watch...
Like ESPN people, they're like, even though US players are on the bench or something...
When Pulisic comes on for 15 minutes, they're like, oh, a big player has come on now. Like, he's the... So...
Yeah.
It's natural, I guess.
Right. But it also adds a lot of pressure for English people, though. Like, if they fail miserably, then there's a lot of scrutiny on them. And they do get leeway, but if they keep failing, then there's a lot more pressure put on them than foreign players. But definitely, I think foreign managers, they don't get recognized as much. And... Yeah, I think that's the way things
are. That's the way the cookie crumbles.
Right, yeah. if you think of any manager, like, had they been English, like, they would be, like, adored by the media a lot. So,
I think I'm getting a call. Okay. But, yeah, that's that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Good talk.
I think
this
we can wrap it up. Yep.
Short talk. I think next week we'll be back with the review of the game week. Thanks for listening to us, guys. And before we go, Akshay, as usual, please do the needful.
You can find us on all of the social media platforms, and our handle is 2Substitutes.
Yes.
2 with the number.
Yes. Thanks for listening, guys. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend. Bye.